give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. Isn't he worthy? Amen. Let's just sing that song, Hallelujah, Praise the Lamb.
Just give me Jesus.
Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He changes not. Amen. And these are the days of Elijah. pray. How many have want to have oil and extra oil? Amen. Amen. As our brother Cain prepares himself to come, how many come expecting for the word of God? Amen. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning. Keep burning till the break of day. Oh, I'm not the same. Sick, old man. Sick, old man.
Of God tonight, joined and here with God's children. Amen. Special blessing that is. And, maybe if you'd be seated just for a moment here. Maybe by the grace of God, we'll try to sing a song and then we'll get right into the Word if that'd be all right. And good to see everyone here this evening. Amen. God bless all of you. And God bless to those who have been frequently here. God bless you as well. Maybe we'll just sing that song. I'll sing that song, and one day Jesus will call my name. Amen? Good to be a Christian?
Amen.
Are you pretty happy to be here?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know, the thing is, if you're feeling a little tired, that's all right. That's why the Holy Ghost is here, right? Amen? Not feeling too happy? That's why the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. Not feeling attentive? That's why the Holy Ghost is here. So, really ain't nothing I can give you tonight, or even your brother, sister across there, maybe a compliment or so, but when it comes down to all of what it is, we just need the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen? He'll bring everything around just in its right place now, won't he? Amen? Praise God. We'll try to sing this, and then we'll get right to the Word. Some days drag, some days fly, some days I think of the day I'll die. Some days thrill me, and some days drain, but one day Jesus will call my name. One day Jesus will call my name. As days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I wanna get so close to Him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name. And some days I pray, yet some days I curse. It's that number of days that I put myself first. But it's not what I do. The cross made that plain. But one day Jesus will call my name. Oh, one day Jesus will call my name. And as days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I want to get so close to Him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus, He calls my name. Now some days I pray, but some days I curse. It's that number of days that I put myself first. But it's not what I do. The cross made that plain. But one day Jesus will call my name. Oh, one day Jesus will call my name. And as days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I want to get now getting into the Word. Amen. Is that your desire? I want to get so close to Him that when the body change comes around, there ain't no big change. Amen. Because I look like Him. I act like Him. I think like Him. Praise God. Wonderful. Tonight, I'd like to come into a little thought, if we could. I pray to be a blessing to you. Kind of maybe perhaps touched a little bit on this previous, but I got a little bit of a different direction tonight. I pray it'll be all right. If you had your Bibles, let's open up to Genesis 4, verse 8. Genesis 4:8 says here, "And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand." Amen. One more passage. Like I said, maybe a little different direction tonight. Hebrews 12, if we could. Hebrews 12, 24. I've been a little different. I haven't done any type of series in quite a long time. Just kind of been jumping all over the place, wherever the Lord would have us go. And done our best to find that mind. Amen. So by the grace of God, Hebrews 12, verse 24. It says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling, the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel." Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you this evening. And we just thank you, Lord, for just coming, Lord, here tonight, God. And Lord, here we are, Lord, just creatures who cry out for mercy tonight, God, realizing, God, that there is a Savior, Lord, who can touch us tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that you come in our midst, God. And Lord, may this not just be another service, God, but may it be a time that the Holy Ghost comes in amongst His people, Lord. We have need of Thee tonight, Lord. I believe, Lord, if everyone would be honest here, Lord, we'd all be able to raise our hands and say, God, I need You tonight. There's something I need, God. Perhaps I need more of You, God, Lord. I need a touch, oh God. I need You to touch this situation or this individual. But God, I believe there's not one person here that can say, oh God, that they don't need You, God. And Lord, the reasoning is You never want us to be at a place where we don't need You, God. And we thank You for that tonight, Lord. We just pray, God, that You'd add Your blessing to this word, Lord. We pray, God, You'd smite sin from our lives, God. Lord, if there's something I've missed, forgive me, God. Lord, give me grace, God. You know, Lord, I fall short, Lord. But, oh God, I pray that that blood covering would just sprinkle upon my life tonight, God. Come upon this individual, God, this church, God, as well. And God, just bring, oh God, Your presence here to show us, God, that You're with us, God. We have need of You to be with us, oh God. Lord, we love You, God. And we just don't want You here for a service, God. But we're looking for a big change, God. We pray You'd bring it, Lord. And we just trust now, Lord, that You'll add Your blessings to the reading of the Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The church says, amen. You may be seated. Had a little break for about a week. Ready to get back in the saddle by the grace of God. And forgot to say, it is good to see Sister Grace Sprint here as well. I don't see her in here right now, but it is good to see her there this evening. Wonderful to have her. Amen. Now notice here, if we could, I'd like to preach on the title this evening, if we could. It is both title and subject. But I'd like to work with tonight, revealing the blood's voice. Like I said, I've kind of worked with this a little bit before. But when I was looking at it, I found that I went a complete different direction that time. And I'd like to go a different direction this time. So I pray that it'd be a blessing to you. I might do a little recapping, but I pray that'd be all right. Tonight we will work with revealing the blood's voice. Amen. Now, I'd like to get to this point, if we could, tonight, is that the blood of Jesus Christ is our absolute. Amen? We understand that God, in this day, He has revealed a word to us that is basically so sublime to any other word that has ever been revealed that it would have literally took an opening of the natural Jesus Christ Himself back then to bring out such a perfection of Word as far as what we have today. Amen. So notice here, if we could, I'd like to work with this thought about this blood's voice tonight. And then by the grace of God, we'll allow you to go your separate ways unless you desire to stay and pray all night and just get the Holy Ghost all over you. But by the grace of God, we understand all things work together to good to them that believe. But I'd like to touch a little thought, if we could, just working with the voice of this blood. Because remember, the revelation of this hour is not that some blood was shed 2,000 years ago and that blood has dried up. That blood has actually took residence upon the earth and now has went back to the earth as just a chemistry. But we understand the revelation of this hour is that the blood speaks so much greater today. Amen. And I'd like us to understand as a church that this God that we're speaking of, this Jesus Christ who died to pay your sins, He has given you a word so that you can move to a higher level within that word, right? We understand you're not called to be pew warmers. You're not called to just listen to a preacher, but you are called to let the Holy Ghost have a radical existence in your life. Amen. You are called to not just be someone that's a pilgrim just looking around. But church, I say to you tonight that the revelation of this word has come home. We know where we come from. We know where we're going. And we know how to make it. Amen. There is not a mystery that you can't find tonight. You have come to the place where the revealed word has been in your captivity. We have no excuse. Who will have an excuse if you miss this rapture? Who would be so bold to say they have an excuse? The Word has been made plain. The Word has drawn nigh to man. Amen. Amen. In such a fashion that we're not just holding the Holy Ghost of another day. If you notice, and just like we were talking just a couple days ago, even in the book of Revelation, it talked about how there would be seven spirits around the throne. And we understand that in Revelation 1, these seven spirits would actually be not seven different, so to say, different gods, as people would like to call God persons, right? But yet we know by the message of this hour that God allowed it to be called seven spirits in the Bible because the seven spirits revealed one God working in seven manners through seven church ages. I want you to understand that because you're not looking for the same thing everyone else had. In a sense, you are. But in a sense, you're looking for something different. Something that has been revealed in your hour. Let's say it like this. There is a Holy Ghost that has been given to you that is different from the other six church ages. Amen. So that's why you can't be satisfied in justification if you're the bride. Or sanctification if you're the bride. Or Holy Ghost as far as the gifts given to the bride. Hallelujah. A lot of us, we're still working through that. But we know our time is drawing nigh. Amen. What says that? The blood says that. So notice, you're not looking for the same thing. And like I said, you'll have message believers just tear it right up out of your lives. Maybe they'll use a quotation. It'll say, we're not looking for the Pentecostal move of 2,000 years ago. And we know there's a quote for that. But the reason why is because you're looking for something greater. You're not doing away with the former. We know by quotes that every ministry should point right back to the book of Acts. Your promise that any true believer will look back to Acts. They'll always desire Acts. So when you say different, what are you saying? We're not saying that different is really different as far as a different God or a different day's message. But when we say different, we mean that we're moving into something that has not been touched. It has been touched on a small level, but that was given in your day. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to need your help tonight. So I'd just like to ask you if you could. I'm going to let my Holy Ghost speak. You let your Holy Ghost speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if we could get in one accord. Do you realize when Peter said in Acts 10, when the words were coming out of his mouth to the Gentiles, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost fell down, do you realize what that was? It identified those individuals as believers. They always were sons and daughters. But what the revelation brought the Holy Ghost down. The desire put God not in the co-pilot seat, but put Him in the pilot's chair. We want to be the church that can let God be God. Because anything else is antichrist. Anything else, you will not be happy. You will not be satisfied. But if you can find the blood of Jesus Christ today, it will put you in the position that that blood is supposed to speak at. Now notice here, if we could, I'd like to maybe just perhaps just wetten you up a little bit. And then we'll get right to where we need to go. Amen. Now notice here, if we could, we understand in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It says, 434, the church is the blood of Christ by His Spirit. Because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into His body. That recognizes only His body, His flesh, and His Word. Amen. Now notice this. The revelation of this hour is that the church is the blood of Jesus Christ to this world. I just lost 3/4 of everybody. I shouldn't have. But what is it? It's something so sublime that we have a hard time putting emphasis on it. Because we think it's too much for what we are, what we see ourselves as. Oh, hallelujah. You think you're sitting here fooling me that you have this revelation and the blood is not speaking. Do you realize the blood was given a capability that it could speak?
Amen.
The natural blood. I'm working with a voice tonight, church. I'm working with a blood that is active.
Amen.
Amen. When an animal dies, its blood shed, you don't see a thing from that blood. It goes into the ground. It stays there.
Amen.
But not the blood I'm talking about. Okay. Everybody still happy? Everybody still with me? Now notice here, 435. It says, denomination won't never touch that. Wait a minute. The bride, can I just say it for what it is the blood of Christ by the Spirit. Why can't denomination ever touch that? Because she can't carry the revelation. She refuses the revelation. Which means what? She becomes guilty of the blood. So notice, she receives a mark. But she receives a mark because she won't take the revelation. She won't stand by the revelation of the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they'll say Jesus Christ died on a cross. But when you come to the place that the blood of Jesus Christ is you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere tonight. But by the grace of God, I want you to see these are not things we can take lightly. Now, how do you get the blood of Jesus Christ to operate? Is that a trick question? Because we've just found out that the church is the blood of Jesus Christ spiritual. So you say, oh, you get the blood of Christ to operate. What are you talking about? We're talking about getting you to operate. Because do you realize the first time Christ's blood was shed on Calvary? It did something. It paid something. It lived by something. So what should the blood do in this day if the church is the carrier of that blood? Well, remember, you don't have to shed it. It doesn't say you're the shed blood. You're the one shedding the blood. You are the blood. If the blood was released, then the blood can live its purpose. So when Christ shed His blood, the blood was actually to bring an action. It was to bring something forth with the chemistry that it shed. And we know that what? The chemistry become the life. The chemistry of the blood was the life. There is a nature on that blood. Makes you wonder, because before even Christ's blood was being shed, they were shedding the blood of bulls and goats. And you know what it produced? Bulls and goats. But God honored the life. So what? The believer lives off of its sacrifice. Am I losing everybody tonight? Are you with me tonight? Because we have to go beyond the shackles that the devil has placed. Where? We like to say, on our life. The shackles aren't put on your life. The shackles are put on your revelation. If you had the revelation, the life would follow. Because receiving this Holy Ghost is a revelation. It ain't some perfection you live. It's getting out of the way and letting the person come in himself. Oh, hallelujah. A lot of us here, we're sitting here, we got the Holy Ghost. How do you know? Because I'm looking like something I never was before. Amen. Oh, yeah? A lot of things I couldn't get rid of. Still got a couple, but those are still coming. Hallelujah. But what? The nature of that blood has been placed upon the life. So how can the individual with that blood upon him not bring forth the nature of the blood that was shed for him? Has to. Now let's continue if we could. So notice, denomination won't never touch that. It's a revelation. Why? They've denominated on the word. They won't go any farther. Amen. Right? Let's continue. It says, she knows it. So did Eve know it. But she fell. But this one knows it and won't fall. She's ordained. Hallelujah. Woo. She is ordained not to fall. Can you fall? If you're the bride, you can't. You're still juggling that. You can fall. But what tells you you're the bride? Are you looking for a drop of blood to fall on you? Are you looking for a work to prove you? Or are you living by a revelation that this Word has given to you? What separates is the revelation. Now let's continue if we could. We'll finish this off. Notice she's ordained not to fall. She won't fall. She's predestinated to it. Blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. You ministers know what I'm speaking of. When there's a couple dozen of you sitting here, see, blessed the man who God will not impute sin, said David. Amen. Now notice here, Genesis 4:8, if we could. We'll go right back to here. It says, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Do you realize this is the first time in the Bible that the word blood is used? And it was what? Remember what this is over. This is over two brothers bringing a sacrifice. One sacrifice was rejected because it was fruit. The other sacrifice was a lamb. And it proved the right revelation was there. It proved the seed of God was there. Although he could not receive the Holy Ghost, here he was showing he had the right revelation for his hour. And because he had that revelation, his blood was speaking out. Do you realize there's an eternal quality about this? Do you realize that here you have a man? Think about this now. Is this not the same thing that happened all throughout the days of Israel? You would have the true believers living by the true sacrifice. And then you would find the carnal believers killing those of the true revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But what was the point? Remember when God then come to Adam and Eve and they bore another, they bore Seth.
Right.
She said, I received another seed of God.
Amen.
So what? The death by true revelation brought forth another life in its place. And you have to see, when God died for you, when Jesus died for you, it was to bring a life back.
Amen.
Of the same seed line. It had to put forth Son of God. Now, notice here, we find that this blood was crying out, and yet we see that no one heard this blood but God. It doesn't say Cain heard it, but God heard it.
Amen.
Amen. God knew what was going on. Amen. God seen innocence crying out. Now, I want you to see this, if we could, maybe for a few seconds here. We could, let's go to the token. 63, 901, 357. It says, now if you get that in Genesis 4:10, Hebrews 12:24, start reading. In Hebrews 10:12 through 4, it says, the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than that of Abel. See, Abel, he was a righteous man. He died. He died innocent. Because he was in the way. Okay? He was in the way. Now, if you notice that quotation, the way it's capitalized. Standing for the real revelation he had. He spoke, it cried out. The justice blood of Abel cried out against Cain. The justice blood? This blood could only cry out for justice. Oh, hallelujah. Do you realize when you look in the Bible, it talks about the age of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says from the blood of Abel all the way down to, I believe, it was Zacharias. He said, this blood, this generation will be guilty of all that blood. It was justice blood crying out. There was no mercy against those. So notice, the blood only cried for justice. But we're talking tonight about Hebrews 12, about a better blood. Because do you realize, when that blood cried out, there was no grace for those under the judgment. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you look at the church. You look at Israel when they failed to go in the land. When Joshua and Caleb said, we're more than able, the scripture says, and they all died. Your prophet said that was spiritual death. They failed to move with the revelation of their hour. So they took what? They took the judgment because they did not stay in faith with the Word. Oh, hallelujah. See, church, our problem isn't law. Our problem is grace. Amen. And not our visitors. I ain't talking about that tonight. But I'm talking about a problem with grace. Because if you could allow grace to cover you, you in turn would find yourself in speaking condition. So you're telling me, church, that here all this blood could cry out justice. But when you sit here tonight, nothing can cry from you. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's continue with this. He says, the justice blood of Abel cried out against Cain, but in the blood of Jesus Christ not only cried out, it redeemed. Amen. It speaketh better things. It makes you sons and daughters. It hides you from the wrath of God. See? The blood of Abel could not hide Cain. Couldn't hide them. Don't you realize the blood of bulls and goats could not hide them back there? And the blood of your laws can't hide you today. The blood of you thinking you gotta earn it cannot hide you from the power of God's wrath. There's only one thing that can hide you from the wrath of God. That's finding a better blood. Don't you realize it? We look at blood and we think that when Jesus shed His blood, it's just something that comes on you. And tonight I want to take you from that a little bit. I want you to see that there's more that God wants for you. There's more He wants from me. But we have to take the revelation and move with it. This is not another service. This is blending what mortality with eternity. Amen.
You are getting changed right now by hearing this word. Because if you hear this word, you take the revelation. You move by the revelation. You are showing that eternity is setting into you. Isn't that what our problem is a lot of times? I just don't see any big changes on myself. Have you moved on the word? How many hundreds of sermons have you heard? What has it done for you? Right? Faith come by hearing. Hearing of the word. Works is faith expressed. Well, I've got to try something. Yes, you do. You've got to try to get yourself so far away from yourself that you can allow the revealed word to live its revelation inside of you. We look at the blood of Jesus Christ. Didn't you just hear this? It says, the blood of Jesus Christ, it cried out, redeem, redemption. It cried out, you're hidden from wrath. Hidden from wrath? Wait a minute. Well, how many of us are under the blood? What wrath can touch you? Can I condemn you? Should I be able to condemn you and send you to hell tonight? I can't. Because you're hidden. What hides you? The blood of Jesus Christ. But the problem is, we don't see how this blood works. Let's continue. So, the blood of Abel could not hide Cain. But the blood of Jesus can. Notice, it's crying out. Moving down, you see, the blood of Jesus Christ cries out. But there's forgiveness in it, if you'll just accept it. Wish we could stay a little bit longer on that. I think we will. Hebrews 12, 23. Let me see my time. I don't want to be too long. Notice Hebrews 12, 23. It says, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Church of the firstborn? Don't you realize that the firstborn would have got killed in Egypt at the Passover if the blood had not been shed and placed on the door? Was the blood for the secondborn? How about the thirdborn? The blood was for the firstborn. That blood was so ordained, even then, God foreshadowing that that blood was only for a specific person. That blood was only foreordained for any elected individual. You don't think God come down to Moses and said, slay the lamb for the firstborn that the firstborn don't die. He said it. Which means he knew every firstborn there. He ordained the blood to cover them. He knew who would be covered and who wouldn't. And he knew that when the blood was spilt, that they would be safe. That blood gave them freedom. They just had to apply it and display it. It was a token or a pass. It was cross over from Egypt, the world, into the promised land. Right? There's plenty of second and third borns that went along their way. But there wouldn't have been any firstborns if that lamb wouldn't have been slain.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't no foolish virgins getting that blood covering.
Right.
Ain't no people living by law getting that covering.
Amen.
God is looking for people crying out for mercy.
Amen.
Now, let's continue. Ephesians 1:5. I'll try to hurry up. So we see what the blood does. It gives you redemption. Forgiveness. It hides you. Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. How do I get that blood covering me? What do I have to pay for it? Didn't Simon, was it Simon the sorcerer, try to pay for it? Yeah, it didn't go very good. No, not very good at all. What are you going to do for that blood? All you have to do is accept it. Just freely take what He's offered. Why does it say in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved? So all you got to do is cry out for it. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine there's people sitting here right now? Here, right now. You have the opportunity for the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. And all you got to do is cry out for it. Oh, I got to make a show. No, I didn't say a show. The Scripture doesn't say a show. It says you got to cry out to Him. Start getting quiet when we start talking about this. Oh, that's tough. That's tough. Why is it tough? It's a gift. It's free. Why don't you just cry out for it? Oh, I wish I could get saved. All you got to do, open up your mouth. Say, God, I'm ready to give You my whole self. Consider Your ways. Be sincere. Just say, God, I'm ready for the baptism of the Holy Ghost He's talking about. Is there anybody that don't want more God? Because all of us here should be able to say, God, I'm not satisfied with the Holy Ghost I'm seeing in my life. Ooh. And since about 95% of us are satisfied with that, couldn't you just take a second and say, God, I'm going to cry out for my neighbor over here? There's a couple of us raise our hands. Can I join that gang? Is it too late? It's redemption through that blood. Now notice Hebrews 12. Now, I want you to take a mindset here. There has been no other age that's been given this revelation to the place that you have been. Token has never been given on the level you've been given it. Your prophet said it couldn't have come till this day. I told you it was different. Let's continue. Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Why? We just read it. Abel's blood cried justice. This blood cries out redemption. Hallelujah. Why do you think Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, says, God, if I could only count myself accursed for Israel's sake. Because the blood of a better sacrifice was crying out redemption in him. I better move on. 25th verse, you're going to love this. It says, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. So there's a blood that's speaking. A lot of people are going to deny eternity while there's a voice that has spoke to them. Token 64, I'm going to hurry up. 126 says, blood speaks. Did we say, does the blood speak? Can it speak? The token speak. Sir, if we look in Genesis 4:10, the voice of the blood of Abel cried out against Cain. We find out Hebrews 12:24, the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things. The blood speaks. How can chemistry speak? It's the life. That's in the blood that does the speaking. So the natural chemistry of blood can't cry out. Amen. But what's behind it, the life, can. It says here, it says the soul that was in Cain that cried out, or in Abel, it was the life that was in Christ that cries out better things than any. It speaks, and it speaks loud. It's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is all over this earth, and He's speaking. And it's the blood. Why do you think the hottest debated topic in the world today is the existence of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ? And it is the most fiercely contested. Because the same spirit of Cain is murdering the voice that is trying to speak to them. Oh, hallelujah. Can't you see when you start fulfilling the manifestations of the sons of God in a higher order, they will try to kill you. Why? Because the invisible voice has took a natural position. Don't you see that's why this choking could only come in this day? Because there is a group of people that have a different anointing of the Holy Ghost that will fill them and bring them to a higher order. So where's the voice? Where's the voice? Now notice, Paul's not writing this necessarily to the unbeliever. He's writing it to the church. You realize that in Hebrews 12. And here we see him. Of course, they argue about, well, okay, it was to the church of Rome, this and that and that and that. But there's still argument about that. But it doesn't matter. Because the fact is that there is still a blood trying to speak, not just to these people out in the world, but there's a blood trying to speak you into condition. Do you realize it, church? That the voice of the blood is speaking through these lips to you tonight. Where there's true sons and daughters of God in this message, the blood is speaking, crying out to the church. What do you think? I'm trying to preach a good sermon, church. Can't you see it's the Holy Ghost that's speaking to you? That's why this is not commonplace. That is why we have to expect more, because it is not a man, it is a voice. And that voice is here to give you revelation. And when you take revelation, Satan cannot stand against it. What is going to start the move of God somewhere? When a church, a predestinated church, takes that voice and allows it to become a revelation. Do you realize a revelation is perfect faith? I know revelation is a big word, but do you realize it means revealed? Revealed means you understand it. Revealed is, I don't have to explain it to you again. You got it. No, Brother Cam, you're preaching the same sermon. No, no, it's a revelation. You get behind the revelation because you are the revelation. Same sermon, same this, same that. Can't you see the voice is trying to move you into position? But watch. We sit here and refuse the voice. Notice now, Hebrews 12:25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on the earth. Him that spake the word on the earth? The word? The word? Much more shall not we escape. Much more? Don't you get it? Do you see it? That's why he said, if you spake a word against me, it will be forgiven. But one word against the Holy Ghost, and it will never be forgiven in this world nor the world to come. Don't you see what you're carrying? Don't you see what power is supposed to exist in you? Oh, hallelujah. And the life of the blood is in residence here. Oh, God, if I could be a better Christian. What are you talking about? God can't even see that you're not a Christian because you've always been one. When you accepted Him back there, He changed your life. You find Him changing your natural habits. Not all of them, but one at a time. Did you step by faith because He's doing a work? A work. You don't go to work. Brother Simon, tomorrow your last day of work? No. Because He's doing a work. He really wants it to end. Can you tell? Don't you think that God thinks the same thing? Haven't I done enough? But He can't stop. Because His Word says it will produce it. So it doesn't matter how stubborn we are. It doesn't matter how wicked we act time to time. It doesn't matter if you sit in this church and refuse this revelation time and time and time again. Because if you are His seed, He is long-suffering to make sure that you will get this revelation. Oh, hallelujah. I look, say, man, looks like I get worse and worse. Oh, hallelujah. I need more faith in God. You know what? I didn't start getting worse until I started preaching about how we don't need to depend on works. Oh, it's just me. Well, should the sinners just go back? Maybe there's another voice with the voice. Want to speak? Sinners are back here if anybody wants to join me. Can't you see what God has done? Can't you see what redemption is? Can't you see what real forgiveness is? And all you have to do is accept it. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen to you later. Because you're identified with the Word and not with question. The Word is absolute. Your mind, your reasoning is question. Your lack of revelation is question. But when you take it and put it on, oh, hallelujah. Why do you think that we always start backsliding and doing stuff like this all the time? If it ain't this, it's that. I ain't fought that in years. Oh, no! But God's got to give you something. To give you a little faith in Him.
I want faith in myself.
Boy, you got a hard, long road coming. It's called a tribulation. Good luck with that. I ain't looking for my merit. I'm in trouble. But if I could just accept what's already been done. A price paid? Where was it paid? When was the token given? It was given way back there! But only this day has it come to the full substance of what it's supposed to be. Why do you think you're fighting as hard as you are? Because if God couldn't release it till this day, don't you... You go through and you find every beast that God gave to counter Satan's, because Satan was bringing an attack to fight what was moving. And you think that God gives you the revealed word, you know, the greatest thing ever. The greatest thing that has ever been given to man is all mystery shall be fulfilled. And you don't think that you're going to have the greatest battle that ever come to this world. You don't think you're going to doubt whether you're a Christian. You don't think Satan is going to come to your mind and focus on you. Don't you realize sitting in this church, you got a big problem already? Yeah, yeah. Because we're message. No, that's not why he's coming. There's plenty of message churches Satan ain't stopping by. Well, he's kind of, you know, he's all over the place. There's demons and minions and so forth. But when there's the seed, there's the elect. It's battle time. Because now We're fighting for wise. We're fighting for foolish. We're fighting for Judases. Satan is fighting to make you the least he can in the economy of God. And don't think he's got it figured out that children of God are sitting here. Oh, if I could just hide. Why do you want to hide? When you have the authority, the absolute authority to run that devil out of here right now. You could create a world and go live on it if the law of God allowed you. And you can't make the devil run. Well, God wants me to suffer. There you go. Yep, he does, because you just said it. Good job. Well, I've got to suffer. I need character. Don't you realize you're supposed to be coming into a place where your character is perfected? Isn't that the point of all this? Is your action your character? What's the difference? An action. Boy, I'm getting riled up here. That's an action. What's my character? Me stand here and looking at you right now. It's showing that it's not affecting me what I just did. But if I allow my action, I am such a horrible Christian. I couldn't even catch these sweaty rags. God, I deserve judgment. I can't live up to your standard, God. I'm all worried about this. I'm all tore up by this. I'm condemning myself because of this. It's expressing that my character is living by the revelation of my actions. Instead of my character living by the revelation of the Word. Yeah, that just come fresh. Yeah. That must have been the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the voice. Yeah. Boy, I better get this done. Oh no, I went long. I'm fired. Much more. Shall not we escape in the 25th verse if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. So God is speaking to his church. Notice 26th verse, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken. The word signifies that. The word is supposed to be removing the things that are shaken. Oh, God, remove this politician out of office. He ain't catching the revelation of the word. As of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably. Let's have grace. That's all you need. Let's have grace. What? Let's have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So you want to serve God acceptably with reverence, godly fear. Let us have grace.
I got to try harder. I got to try harder to serve God.
Let us have grace. Unmerited favor. Let me have unmerited favor to acceptably serve God. Boy, you're back on grace again. How could you? Now, very quickly, he said, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. So he's talking about the voice speaking. And now he's saying that it will shake the earth again and the heavens. The voice, the blood of Christ. First, when it spoke, it was shed on Calvary and spoke redemption, grace, the hiding of sin, forgiveness upon the believer. But once again, this voice would have to shake again. Well, what is that voice? Well, remember, the church is the blood of Jesus Christ spiritually. So, when you come to the revelation that you have the Holy Ghost, where does the voice of Christ speak? Well, how is God going to shake the earth if He doesn't shake it with His voice? He has to shake it with His voice. That's the whole purpose. Haven't we just been reading all this? But notice, He changed the place where the blood would speak. First, it spoke when it was shed, released, and it spoke the Holy Ghost to the church. Then the blood come in the church. And the church lived on that for six into the seventh church age. But now, with the releasing of the full word, the blood moves into full position. This is very simple. I want you to see just a couple more little things. Just very quickly, what is this whole message trying to do to you? This message is trying to take you back to the original. In the original, it was God that spoke. It was the voice of God that said, let there be. It was the voice of God that told Adam, said, you subdue and have dominion. And Adam did. Until the fall. But notice, if you can see where the blood is trying to speak. Got that yet? The blood is trying to speak through the church. So, why does it move anywhere past the simplicity of what it really is? Understand what I'm saying? Very quickly. Mark 11:22, you don't have to turn there. And Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. Yep. Back to this again. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you,
what things soever ye desire when ye pray. What are you doing when you're praying? Jesus, I need this. You're speaking? You're coming back down to the voice. But the voice sounds like your voice. But the voice is actually the voice of the blood. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say, where have we seen the mountain moved? I've never even heard of it. Is this just some fictitious scripture? People call this fictitious because of great things like this. But they haven't moved into the Word enough. That's why a denomination can't accept it. Because it is a revelation. Because it can only be heard by those who will hear the voice moving to them. The purpose. This is it, church. Can't you see that the spoken Word is the blood of Jesus Christ expressed? Oh, I'm losing everybody now. The spoken Word. What is the church moving into? The spoken Word. Why the spoken Word? Because before Christ, the voice of a natural blood could only cry justice. But when Jesus died, it put you in the position to have the voice speak through you. But it wasn't revealed to six church ages into the seventh. But at the end of the seventh, you finally understand how the voice is worked. So what? The third Paul. Speaking squirrels into existence? Little fishy, I give your life back. Hattie, say what you will and you'll have it, whatever you want. What was that? It was a prophet. Because what did it do? It gave grace. Now notice, you say, oh, the third fool is preaching to the lost. Well, when Cain killed Abel, God put the curse on him. Lost. But when it spoke through the bride, it brought forth the blood. So the spoken word is only the revelation of the blood speaking through the believer. It is the church coming into position. There's plenty of people that know so much about the message, but let this live. The church being the blood of Jesus Christ spiritually. It speaks redemption. It speaks the spoken word, let there be. It makes known the supernatural of God. Let's stand. See the whole purpose of this day. Brother Cam, you preach a long service. No, you're missing the voice. Because the voice ain't telling you long service.
The voice is telling you, you're the voice. It's your voice that He wants to speak through. Why do you think it all comes down to yielding? Why do you think it comes down to you giving the Holy Ghost preeminence? Cain wasn't worried about it. He wasn't worried about repentance. Am I my brother's keeper? But something in you cries out for redemption. Something inside of you. You think about this. The greatest thing that can come your way. What's the greatest thing that's going to come to your way in the third pole? Well, I don't know. It's going to be something really powerful. I know it is. Don't miss the point, what the spoken word is. The spoken word identifies you as the voice. It moves you into the position where perfect faith has its perfect hold on you. You are expressed. Why is all this back there waiting for this to catch up so it can express? Don't need a return ministry. The ministry's here right now. But it's just lacking the revelation of what it is. But grace tells you that. You see, we're still struggling with what the blood can do. Say this right. We're still struggling with what the blood can do while the voice of the blood is speaking to us. When the blood is to give you the revelation of your freedom so the voice can speak through you. That simple. Oh God, I want to see something mighty. See how free you are. See how happy you can be in Christ. Accept what has been done and move on into perfection. Oh God, I know you're going to shake. You're going to shake this world again. Yeah. What's your position in it? Just a voice. Identify. You love God? Remember what's been spoken tonight. Don't miss what God's trying to do. I need help too. I said, God, I need a revelation of this grace. I need a revelation of what this message brought me. I accept it, God. But God, take away my lack of faith in you. Take away my lack of faith in myself. My faith in myself says I have a cover. That's what real faith in yourself is. I've got it. You love God? I'll stop. We say, God, bring the third pole. You're saying, God, bring the voice to speak within the vessels. That's what it is. Love God? Let's just bow our heads. Most holy Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you tonight, God. And Lord, as I went a little long again, Lord, I pray, Lord, it was ordained of you, Lord. I did my best, God. And Lord, I just didn't want them to miss it, oh God. And Lord, I see it myself, God, but sometimes, God, it's just so easy to accept all the dainties of life, all the condemnation that Satan throws our way, God, than to just listen to that still small voice, that simple little voice that tells us how free we are. God, I ask tonight, Lord, as the word has been spoke, I pray, Lord, you'd give us that freedom, Lord. If there's anyone here, oh God, tonight that just needs to be reassured, God, that they're on that team, God. I pray, Lord, you give them that same unction, Lord, to cry out, Lord. And just to say to you, God, the sincerity, Lord, that lies within them that's longing for more. God, I pray it tonight, Lord. You'd certainly give each and every one who has a heart's desire tonight, Lord, don't pass us by, God. But, Lord, move on our lives, God. Lord, I have need of you, Lord. As I started preaching about grace, God, it seems like I get worse and worse, God. But, Lord, I want to believe more and more what you are to me, God. Help me with that, Lord. And God, I just pray, Lord, as maybe things are magnified, however it is, God, I pray you just give grace to this church, God. Give grace as we move, oh God, where we need to be. Let this not just be a place that God has spoken to, but a place that God has spoken to and took in residence. I pray, God, you'd certainly give it to your children now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just pray to you now. We say, amen. Let's sing that song, Lord, I Believe in You. I Always Believe in You. If you need to pray, I'd be happy to pray with you tonight. And Lord, I believe in You. Presence I'll find, and Lord, I believe.
my strength when I am weak. You are the treasures that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. My Jesus, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. And taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, and when I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. And when I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, I fill my cup. You are my
Jesus.